You're listening to the Merry Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
It's the Merry Little Podcast.
Hello, I'm Jeff Westover, head of the Top 10 List Department at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com. We are the Internet's longest ongoing celebration of Christmas, now in our 25th year of Christmas together online. And this is the Merry Little Podcast, which is almost just like our regular podcast, but done with one arm tied behind my back. Here in episode number 4 of the Merry Little Podcast, we're expanding on the theme of Christmas Top 10s. Our last episode of the Merry Podcast focused on the Top 10 best-selling songs of Christmas, and that has spurred an entire episode of other Top 10s of Christmas. In fact, we've made so many lists that we've had to push one here onto the Merry Little Podcast. In this little episode, we are taking a look at our top 10 villains of Christmas. It's a harder list to make than you realize. After all, Christmas movies have villains that are just so lovable. For example, coming in at number 10 is one of the bad guys from A Christmas Story. His name is Scott Farkas.
Listen, jerk. When I tell you to come, you better come. What, are you gonna cry now? Come on, cry, baby. Cry for me. Come on, cry.
Now, Mr. Farkas, in the end, isn't really such a bad guy. He gets his after all, but we like him. And that's the problem with so many Christmas villains out there, including this guy at number 9, Hans Gruber from Die Hard.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Unless you want to open a front door for me.
No, I'm afraid not.
But you have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
When it comes to bad guys, Christmas movies have to stretch really far, and none stretches further than the movie Scrooged. And our villain at number 8 on our list, Frank Cross, played not too seriously by Bill Murray.
I am the youngest president in the history of television for a reason. I know the people.
Well, granted, but the people already want to watch the show.
That isn't good enough! They have got to be so scared to miss it, so terrified! Now, if I were in charge, and I am... Perhaps I can help you. Here's the kind of thing I would have done. Grace, cue it up.
Acid rain. Drug addiction. International terrorism. Freeway killers. Now, more than ever,
it is important to remember the true meaning of Christmas.
Don't miss Charles Dickens' immortal classic, Scrooge. Your life might just depend on it.
Not bad, huh?
Christmas villains are still bad guys, though. Nobody showcases that better than two bad guys chasing Kevin in Home Alone. Harry and Marv come in at number 7 on our list.
We're not gonna hurt you.
No, no. Got some nice presents for you.
Be a good little fella now and open the door.
What?
All of these movies feature bad guys that are good guys. That's what Buddy the Elf tried to explain in the movie Elf when he encountered the angry elf, who hits our list at number 6.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy, go back to the basement.
Hey, Jackweed, I get more action in a week than you've had your entire life. I've got houses in L.A., Paris, and Vail.
Oh.
Each one of them with a 70-inch plasma screen. So I suggest you wipe that stupid smile off your face before I come over there and smack it off. You feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time.
So now we're down to number 5, and some might argue we haven't even touched the bigger films of Christmas, so we'll go there now with the man everyone honestly loves to hate, and they hate the fact especially that in this movie we never get to see him held accountable for his misdeeds. He is Henry F. Potter, and he is the nemesis of George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, how about the building and loan?
Oh, confounded man. Are you afraid of success? I'm offering you a 3-year contract at $20,000 a year starting today. Is it a deal or isn't it?
Well, Mr. Potter, I know I ought to jump at the chance, but I wonder if it would be possible for you to give me 24 hours to think it over.
Sure. You go on home and talk about it to your wife.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, then in the meantime, I'll draw up the papers.
All right, sir.
Okay, George.
Okay, Mr. Potter.
Coming in at number 4 on our list of Christmas bad guys is a dude that as a kid I just despised. After all, what kind of guy bans toys? He is Burgermeister, Meister Burger.
Huh? A toy? As I suspected, I hate toys. And toys hate me. Either they are going or I am going. And I am certainly not going, Grinsley. I have a job for you to do. Now take this down.
It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me. Have it known throughout the land from sea to sea. There'll be no more toy makers to the king. All the tin soldiers, melt them down. Wash the face of every clown. Each bouncing ball deflated. No, I don't want to debate it. The ballerinas who pirouette, arrest their musical toes. Outlaw the dolls and sink the boats. They bring me only woes. It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me.
Coming in at number 3 is a guy who isn't a bad guy in the end, but he wants to be. He's the man with the hair that we all want at Christmas. He is the Heat Miser.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Number 2 is another one who is hard to call a bad guy. After all, like Scrooge, he redeems himself in the end. But when he's bad, he's very bad. He is, of course, the Grinch.
Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it. 4 o'clock, wallow in self-pity. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. 7 o'clock, wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked. Of course, if I bump the loathing to 9, I could still be done in time to lay in bed, stare at the ceiling, and slip slowly into madness. But what would I wear?
And the number one bad guy of all Christmas, the number one villain of all time, has to come from the Christmas story itself. His name is Herod, and he kills babies. How much more evil can you get than that?
New tax collection in Galilee. Any sign of rebellion?
None that remain.
None that remain means there was. And what of the prophecy? The awaited Messiah. Is this the cause of their dissension?
The prophecy is a myth, Your Excellency. Embraced by those unwise enough to worship their true king.
What is unwise, Taro, is to take such a prophecy too lightly.
Do you have other bad guys of Christmas you want to talk about? Well, visit us on the merry forums of My Merry Christmas to let us know about them. And tune in soon for episode number 53 of the Merry Podcast, exclusively for premier members of the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. It will soon be out, and we will share more of our Christmas top tens with you. We'll also have some recent news of Christmas, as well as a few new Christmas tunes to play for you as well. For MyMerryChristmas.com, this is Jeff Westover, thanking you for listening to us here on the Merry Little Podcast, and wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.